May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 143. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Hymn 143.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, from the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 8, and part of chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 8. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbour and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. For in that he saith a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Chapter 9, commence at verse 11. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Whereas the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the book of, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help and teach us to pray. Kind and merciful and ever gracious Lord God, once again thy kindness and goodness and thy mercy indeed has lengthened out unto us each, that we are favoured, we're spared, we're enabled to come again into thy courts at the evening hour of worship. We ask and pray, dear Lord Jesus, that thou wilt condescend to come and meet with us. Lord, we pray like those two on that road to Emmaus, abide with us, for the day is far spent. And Lord, we pray for the same blessed, gracious effect, so that, Lord, when we leave thy house, we may say, "And did not our heart burn within us whilst he talked with us by the way?" We do pray for this, Lord. We do ask for it, Lord, that we may then see and hear of none other man save Jesus only. Lord, then we come looking to thee, the psalmist says, I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And dear Lord, that where we desire to look tonight, up unto the hills, praying that thou wilt open then the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon this little church and congregation here. The blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. So that, Lord, none are sent empty away. Oh, we often think of thy compassion, Lord Jesus, that when here on earth there was not send that multitude away, lest they should faint in the way. Thou knowest, dear Lord, if there's any here spiritually feeling faint, we pray, dear Lord, that they may have thy word. So it, Lord, revives their hearts, revives their drooping faith, revives that blessed work of thy spirit within, so that they are strengthened. Our Lord, we read, our Lord, in the Old Testament about David, our Lord, it was, we believe, and those were following him, and those were fainting. Oh, and how they followed, faint yet pursuing. Lord, thou knowest there's any here, faint yet pursuing. Oh, that they may, having received, dear Lord, that water from salvation's wells. Again, David, he desired thee, oh, that one, he could drink that water from the wells of Bethlehem. Lord, and we want, we desire, we seek for that living water. Thereby, Lord, we grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, some living water then give to me, or I shall faint and die. Then hear our prayer. Now, Lord, do remember each and every one as they come. And knowest, Lord, what concern is in their hearts. And knowest, Lord, those that have come, the seekers, Lord. Those that, Lord, oh, we trust, dear Lord, thou hast begun that work of grace in their hearts. And where, Lord, they're found seeking thee, when no one else sees them. Wherever it is, in their bedroom, in their workplace, in the school, Lord, we pray thou art bless the seekers, and oh, that thou art feed their souls. Lord, they're hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried unto the Lord, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, then appear to them and for them and bless them abundantly with sweet tokens of loving kindness. Or they may have a sweet humble hope that that day will come when thou wilt abundantly bless their souls then with the riches of thy grace and love and mercy. And that thou is those, Lord, that come carrying heavy burdens, deep anxieties. And those that come, dear Lord, are praying for others. Praying, dear Lord, for prodigals. Asking thee to appear to them and for them. Asking thee to open their hearts and their eyes and their ears to the sound of the truth of the gospel. Lord, they're like the father of the prodigal son. They watch from a great way off, and oh, that they want to see some sign, some evidence of one and another returning unto thee and to thy ways. Then hear prayer, and may they be helped and encouraged then in the way. Now, Lord, do pardon every sin, forgive every iniquity. Well, we have a lot, Lord, a lot of sin. And we need, Lord, a great salvation. Thy salvation, Lord. And we need Thee, Lord, to assure our conscience of its part in Thy redeeming blood and bear witness to our hearts that we are born of God. Hear then our prayer. Undertake for us each and all, we beg, and be gracious to us. We do pray again, Lord, thou'lt remember then this little church and congregation here. Do bless them together. Oh, bind them together, Lord, in love and unity and the bond of peace. Do make thy goodness pass before them, undertake for them, bless them abundantly. Then with the riches of thy grace and thy love and mercy, be with them and very near to them, we pray. Lord, we do ask for that again. Thou bless and help the office bearers here. Be with them. Help them, Lord, in all their cares and responsibilities. Help each church member and with their responsibilities. And dear Lord, we pray that remember each one in the congregation. Our Lord, we would not and do not leave them out. Pray earnestly for them that thou bless their souls, Lord, because there's some seekers in the congregation. There's some those that want to hear thy voice. There are those that want some confirmation. Then do grant it, Lord, we pray. And again we pray for the children, Lord. Do bless them. Oh, bless them abundantly. They may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Be with them in their youth. Oh, that they may be blessed with that fear of God. That will keep them from evil. Lord, oh sadly, Lord, we don't have to teach our children to do evil. It's found sadly in our hearts by nature. Oh, but oh, we do have to teach them the good. To teach them the way wherein they should go. Train up a child in the way he shall go and he shall not depart from it, says thy word. Lord, do help the parents to do just that. And oh, we pray, O Lord, that thou wilt follow with thy blessing those things. So that, Lord, the children are blessed of thee. Hear them prayer. Lord, there are those that are absent through one reason or another. Undertake for them. Those that are laid aside in sickness and affliction. Put thy hand and heal and restore and raise up again to health and strength. They may be found again here in thy courts. Remember them each, Lord, and do bless them. Bless each and every one with any deep concern or anxiety or ordeal in front of them, undertake for them. And Lord, then we pray then that thou remember others. Lord, here and there, some we know and some we don't. But Lord, there may be those, Lord, that are found with deep concerns and deep exercises. We ask thee to appear for them and make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Make the crooked straight, the rough place plain. Thou knowest, Lord, how many of thy people here and there have those crooked things in their lot, have those rough places that they have to walk and pass through. But oh, that they may be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. And that they may prove that he it is that doth go before them, and he be with them and not forsake them. Pray for others in affliction's path, put thy hand and heal. Do restore, raise up again to health and strength. Thy servants that are laid aside, have mercy upon them. And Lord, do bring them through, we pray, and restore them. Oh, and restore them again, Lord, to the walls of Zion. To blow the trumpet of the everlasting gospel. Our Lord, we think of one, dear servant, Mr. Haddow, who we understand will never preach again. Lord, we pray thou meet with him and bless him and be gracious to him and his and the family too. Help them each, Lord. Be with those that walk in bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts, support them, sustain them, hold them up. The widows and the widowers, do comfort their hearts. May they not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Those that have lost mother, father, brother, sister, or child. Lord, some other friend, some other relative, be gracious to them. And pray thou art abundantly blessed. Prayer again for our nation. Prayer for Zion. We ask thee to build up Zion. Oh, that thou wilt graciously work, oh, in our nation, Lord, so that there are those true souls converted by the power of thy blessed Spirit. Hear them prayer. Remember others in the world, or how they suffer in various ways. Appear for them and to them, and make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Bring peace in this trouble-stricken world. Accept our humble thanks for all the kindness and mercy, all the blessings, favours bestowed upon us, our food, our raiment, the roof over our heads, the beds we lie on, many mercies, favours and blessings we have. And may we not let these mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and yet without praises die. And Lord, and at the close of the present service, Lord, a few poor sinners will meet around thy table as bidden of thee in remembrance of thee. Lord, do meet with us. Oh, and grant to each, Lord, a soft and broken heart. And to any, Lord, that may look on and witness, dear Lord, may there be that in their hearts that they too desire to be numbered with them now and throughout eternity. Oh, that there may be a gracious longing, oh, in their hearts, to be found, Lord, partaking of these emblems, of these tokens of thy loving kindness to poor dying sinners, then graciously work. Lord, oh, how thankful we are, dear Lord, that this ordinance is not for saints, but it is for sinners. Oh, we bless thee for it. Ah, Lord, we couldn't come any other way. Then do help us. Be with us then. Undertake for us now. Come thou, fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Part of hymn number 802. We'll sing verses 15, 16, 20, 21 and 22. Sinners vile like me and lost, if there's one so vile as I, leave more righteous souls to boast, leave them and to refuge fly. We may well bless that decree which ordained Gethsemane. Hymn 802, verses 15 and 16 and 20 to 22. Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention again to Psalm 68 and the 18th verse. Psalm 68, verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. We spoke a little this morning, really, this second clause, thou hast led captivity captive. And I said, if the Lord will, we'd come back to this, thou hast ascended on high. Well, we better, as the Lord help us, try and start here this evening. Thou hast ascended on high. We dare just refer you again to it now, what the dear apostle writes to us in his epistle to the Ephesians in chapter 4, wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts for men. Now, that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. So then the dear apostle gives us a little light on this part of the word of God. As written here by David, thou hast ascended on high. David speaks in prophecy of that which the Lord would do, which was yet to come, which has now been done, which has now been accomplished. But the apostle tells us that this one that ascended was the same as he that first descended. I read, why and what was it that he descended for? I came not to do mine own will, but the will of my Father which sent me. And that will was to redeem souls, sinners, from death, hell, sin and the grave. Oh, that blessed, glorious work of redemption and of salvation of poor sinners. But before this was done, why, he came. And he partook of our nature, sin accepted. The hymn writer says, a man there is, a real man. With wounds still gaping wide, from which rich streams of blood once ran, in hands and feet and side. 'Tis no wild fancy of our brains, no metaphor we speak, the same dear man in heaven now reigns that suffered for our sake. Oh, and blessed be his glorious name, this name of Jesus. This are the he first then descended, took a body like our own, sin accepted. Oh, the amazing grace of our dear Lord Jesus, that he came, yes, and had a body the same as you and I, sin accepted. Yes, and came to do his Father's will. Came to seek and to save. When the dear Lord appeared to dear Joseph, He said to him, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thine espoused wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Oh, friends, am I truly thankful to the Lord for the glorious certainty of his word? For he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. These that are found, numbered, in that blessed, glorious covenant of divine grace. The foundation of God standeth sure, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Why, Renton, yes, we said this morning, reading, quoting that verse from the last verses of Matthew 7, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Oh yes, dear soul, they are astonished at his doctrine, because he came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance, able to save unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Able to save to the uttermost. Yes, yes, the very, very worst of sinners. And if there should be such a character in this house of God tonight, that you feel yourself to be so wretched, you perhaps feel lost, you feel undone, and perhaps, dear soul, you feel that there can be no hope for your poor, never dying soul, dear soul, do not despair. Do not despair. Christ came to seek and to save the lost. And he hasn't, and he doesn't, and he will not change his mind. The vilest sinner, the vilest sinner, out of hell, that lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood that a plead. The vilest, dear soul, and that includes you and me. Ah, yes, dear soul. Why, and dear soul, and there's some characters, sacred record of characters in the Word of God that were indeed vile sinners. Dying thief on the cross at Calvary was one. You know, after the judgment of men, he would have never been permitted to enter into heaven. Never. He would have been the very last. Dear soul, he was there this day. Shalt thou be with me in paradise? And say, my soul, why not for thee? Tis all the word of God's grace is that he came to save to the uttermost. The dying thief was one of those uttermost sinners. And tis all you may feel tonight to be an uttermost sinner, but that doesn't mean there can be no salvation for your soul. No, it doesn't. Jesus said this, "All that the Father give me shall come." Listen, and he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. Under no circumstance. They may be wretched. Boss, oh, you may feel to be wretched. No, you don't want anybody to know about your sin and your iniquity. And friend, and I don't want anybody and everybody to know about mine. Oh, I hang my head in shame. But, this hour do you and I come before the Lord, confessing all our sin. Hear on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. Oh, and they pain our hearts, don't they? Yes, it pains our hearts. Yes, dear soul, but Jesus came, laid by his glory, to save such. He laid by his glory to save such. Why, the dear woman washed his feet with tears, yes. And there's Simon the Pharisee. You know, he's not going to let this woman in. He's barred and bolted the door, so to speak. But Jesus hasn't. And Jesus doesn't. And Jesus will not. He will not. No, this how Jesus said this regarding the scribes and Pharisees. He said to them that the harlots and the publicans go into heaven before you. Yes, the harlots and the publicans. Oh, I went, why? This how say. Came to say the very worst. The very outcasts of society. Do you feel to be an outcast, poor soul? Well, you know, the dear prophet Isaiah, he's got a word for the outcast, has he not? Here, I believe it is in the 27th chapter, and it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass. Another shell there, and this owl, and it's one of the Lord's shells. It shall come to pass that a great trumpet shall be blown. Oh, the trumpet of the everlasting gospel. That sinners that have nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. And they shall come, which were ready to perish. And they shall come, which were ready to perish. Yes, dear sir. Say, this gospel is for sinners. This is what Jesus came for. Oh, yes, and the child of God. He believes what he reads in Peter's epistle. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious. Then, dear soul, the other side of that is the dear Lord Jesus. Oh, and you see in the intercessory prayer of John, chapter 17, and in particular, verse 24, he says this, Father, I will that they also, which thou hast given me. Yes. Let's make sure we quote it correct. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Father, I will that they also, which thou hast given me, by covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine, their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. His desire, he resigned his life, yes, for poor sinners. Yes, it is our, and it brings us our thoughts, I trust. It's all to what you've just been singing about. Oh, that sweet hymn. Why, we can't say it's a short one, can we? But oh, it ends, what language is found here in this hymn? Ah, friends, yes. Oh, are these things, friends, that the dear hymn writer, Mr. Hart, goes through. Oh, what wonders love has done. But how little understood, God well knows, and God alone, what produced that sweat of blood. Who can thy deep wonder see, wonderful Gethsemane? There my God bore all my guilt. This through grace can be believed, but the horrors which he felt are too vast to be conceived. None can penetrate through thee, doleful, dark Gethsemane. Ah, friends, today, Gethsemane. Why, you read, do we not, my friends, it was dark when Jesus entered into Gethsemane's garden. Don't let's forget that. It was dark. And we read that, there was 8 disciples left. Peter, James and John taken a little further, and then he himself withdraws, a stone's cast. Ah, friends, solitude, to be on our own. So, have you known what it is? He, blessed be his name, was bearing. And carrying the burden, the whole election of grace, his sins, their iniquities, bearing it all, and his sweat, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. And dear soul, and just remember this, that he had fallen on his face. Yes. Matthew tells you this, that when Jesus entered here into Gethsemane's garden, 26:36, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. To within Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And yes, our dear Lord and Saviour, a glorious Redeemer, He began to be sorrowful and very heavy. I think of the word in the book of Proverbs. And I think you'll find in toward the end of chapter 12. And it reads, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. The good word maketh it glad. Well, heaviness in the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ made him stoop. It made him, fell on his face. Fell on his face. Gethsemane. This been a sweet place to me in thought and meditation in time past. Our ends in it, it's holy. It's holy. Very holy. And these are, and we must take off the shoes from our feet because it's holy ground. Why? Because it's sprinkled with the blood of Christ. That's why. Sprinkled with the blood of Christ. Yes. Three times he goes forward and backward praying his prayer. But his heart, you know, it was nevertheless a great word. And another thought, dear soul. Yes, you know, it was dark, as I've said. Moses, in his day, there was the law given. At Mount Sinai, the people feared and trembled and withdrew from the mountain. But you read of this, and Moses drew near under the thick darkness where God was. Our Lord Jesus drew near unto his Father where he was. Yes, you and I sometimes, you know, we may have to come and pass through things where the thick darkness is. Was it read here? None can penetrate through the doleful, dark Gethsemane. Yes, dear soul. And Jesus drew near to this thick darkness where God was. And there he prayed. Oh, the prayer of intercession. Prayer of intercession, John 17. That's here, this all on earth. He prayed this blessed prayer. Looking unto his Father. But there's all here in Gethsemane, still looking unto his Father, but in deep distress. Yet there's all, yes, you that feel to be out of the way, you that feel like the poor psalmist. Was it round about Psalm 142, I think, somewhere there? He says, no man cares for my soul. So then, dear soul, can we gather that you're one of these poor ones? Poor, needy, in distress. Yes. And, you know, sinner, the dear psalmist says this, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Dear soul, I hope never to forget this, but, and yes, the Lord bless this word to your soul. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That when our blessed Lord was in Gethsemane's garden, with his mouth in the dust, praying unto his Father, he remembered us in our lowest state. For his mercy endureth forever. Remembered us in our lowest state. Yes, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. With all what he was going through, the intolerable load, yet is how he thought upon poor sinners, amongst others, in swathes he travelled a night. The Lord thinketh upon me. And his love is such, dear soul, that in love and in pity he ne'er withdrew. Yes, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He will go. He will go as a sheep to the slaughter. He will go, dear soul, as a sheep to the slaughter, to pay the ultimate price of the salvation of your soul and mine. Yes, so that, dear soul, here then, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament. That by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. To receive eternal inheritance. What does he say here, the apostle, in chapter 8? We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Yes, for if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. You say, he offered himself as a sacrifice for sin. Dear soul, may you and I have a sweet, humble hope that it was for me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. Tis how he came, to seek and to save the lost. He then is to go to Calvary. Yes, it is our where he there dies on the cross at Calvary. I believe we did, as we started tonight, we quoted the first words that we read of Jesus. Wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business. The last words, this our word, it is finished. Ah, the glorious work of salvation is done. And dear soul, and the price, his own heart blood. Yes, this hour, why, this hour, and ask God for your receipt, stamped and marked, paid in the Redeemer's blood. God cannot payment demand. First at my bleeding Saviour's hand, and then again at mine. No. Too just is, oh, too holy, to demand payment twice. Yes, then thou hast ascended on high. He was then lifted up, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Draw all sinners. Christ and his cross. We preach Christ and him crucified. Again, we quoted this morning Paul's word in Philippians, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, that I might be made conformable unto his death, pressing forward toward the mark. Dear soul, yes, the mark, the cross at Calvary, the prize, glory, glorious inheritance to the children of God. Yes, numbered with them may I be now and throughout eternity. Thou hast ascended on high. Why, dear soul, then what do we read here? Here in this ninth chapter. Why, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. And this hour, what does he appear there for us? Why, this hour, as the blessed intercessor. Yes, why, as the apostle says to us here in Romans chapter 8, why, that who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Yes, and he makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. It is our, and is that may be past your and my comprehension of it, dear soul. But it is how faith believes that there the Lord of glory at the right hand of the Father there intercedes for his people. Yes, dear soul. Why? What was his name? Given to him at his birth. Why? And it was this, was it not? And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Wonderful Counselor. This one, yes, that pleads on the behalf of poor sinners. Why? John says to us this. He uses the word advocate, does he not? Let's find and make sure we quote it correctly. Why, he says this to us. Little children, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Dear soul, yes, he's with the Father. Dear soul, and he pleads on their behalf. Earthly counsellors, some cases they win, some cases they lose. But here's all this blessed, glorious, heavenly counsellor has never, ever yet lost one case. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. This all is this blessed, glorious one, this all intercedes. Why this all? Yes, should you and I ever do something wrong, we may well want a good counsellor. Yes, here on earth. But how much more so, dear soul? We have done things wrong. We've sinned against God's word. We've sinned against His law. His blood, His righteousness. These are the one in heaven. There's one in heaven, dear soul, that pleads on behalf of His people. He says, Father, I will that they also. Oh, how sweet that is. They also. The very worst. The vilest of the vile. The most wretched of the wretches. They also. Be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Now has ascended on high. Oh, friend, yes, He descended. He ascended. He finished the glorious work of grace, paid the ultimate price with His own heart's blood, offered Himself as the Lamb of God, in the sinner's place, room instead, and took His seat in glory, there to intercede for us. Oh, yes, dear soul, a divine right to intercede for us. Oh, how thankful we should be, dear soul, for this blessed intercessor. Oh, this blessed, glorious mediator. This one, this hour, to bring peace between divine, holy, offended majesty and your poor, never-dying soul and mine. Thou hast ascended on high. Well, the time's nearly gone. This text isn't gone. I reckon and it'll take more than one Sabbath day to get through it. But briefly, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. We spoke about those things this morning. We mustn't attempt it again now. Thou hast received gifts for men. Oh, yes. Gifts of men. High rent. As the apostle puts it, his all, yes, receive gifts. He gave, the apostle says, he gives some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists to do the work of the ministry. But let's come to this. For the rebellious also. For the rebellious also. Take you in, poor soul. You know, I love the words of the hymn writer. Is it 1070? No. 1032, I think. Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in, my promise are fulfilled. Yes, and here's all. Yes, rebellion. Yes, and there are those of us in here that have rebelled against His word, have rebelled against His command. But of the rebellious also. Yes, the prodigal son was a rebellion, wasn't he? He's rebellious. Rebellious against parental restraint. He went out. He asked for the portion of God's. Yes, that he might have a good time. He might have a good time. What some of you young ones want? You want a good time? I don't know whether I can turn to this, but we read back here somewhere about Jacob's daughter. Yes, Dinah. It's not only the prodigal son. There's a Dinah here. Is there a Dinah here tonight? A Dinah? Why, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, listen, went out to see the daughters of the land. Went out to see the daughters of the land. Friends, yes. And why? And she was humbled, was she not? Friends, yes. You can go out and you can see how the daughters and how the sons of the land live and take notice how they die. And take notice how they die. But you say, here, there's a blessed promise. This is not giving you license. No one. I'm not giving license to anyone to go out into sin and iniquity. God forbid. But the prodigal, why, say, the Lord worked in his heart, brought him back. Brought him back. Yeah. Oh, and yes, and the rebellious also. Say, the Lord had mercy. And if there's one in here, you're here in the house of God tonight. You haven't exactly left the house of God, but perhaps your daily life, other times in the week. What den, hole and hovel of sin and iniquity are you in? Remember the words of Hagar, thou God seest me, just where I am. But you see, he came back. The Lord brought him into a destitute place. And his eyes were open. He returned. Oh, and the Lord had mercy. Bring forth a best robe and put it on. Put a ring on his finger, shoes on his feet. Yes, the robe of righteousness. Take away Zechariah, take away his filthy garments. And he said unto him, he said, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And his sin and iniquity was forgiven him. Yes, for the rebellious also. It won't give you an eye license. No. God forbid. But return unto the Lord. That the Lord God might dwell among them. And his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, God with us. I don't know what troubles, trials, difficulties one and another may be in, but Emmanuel, God with us. What's the blessed promise here? Is all in Isaiah 43. Why is this? When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Emmanuel, God with us. That the Lord God might dwell among them. I'll be with thee through the rivers. They shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Well, we must leave a few simple remarks. Oh, that the Lord may be pleased to add his blessing for his own great namesake. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £680, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach next Lord's Day and speak to the Sunday school in the afternoon. And we hope to hold a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock next Lord's Day morning. Let us close with hymn 227. From whence this fear and unbelief? Hast thou, O Father, put to grief thy spotless Son for me? And will the righteous judge of men condemn me for that debt of sin which, Lord, was charged on thee? Hymn 227.
with thy blessing. Do pardon what's all been amiss. Make up where one has failed. Bless thy word. And now meet with us around thy table. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.